you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, of course, the story of Cinderella. Disney has made it so that you know the story of Cinderella. They've done multiple movies, and everybody knows that the best one is Ever After. And that's because of Drew Barrymore, who I've had a, who's been my celebrity crush ever since E.T. came out. The story of Cinderella. Cinderella has, of course, she's a young woman who is in a tough situation. She's in poverty and she's poor. She lives under the guardianship of her stepmother, who we always refer to as the wicked stepmother. The stepmother is harsh, she's stern, she's rigid, she's unforgiving. But even with all of that, she should have treated Cinderella like a daughter. Cinderella should be a daughter in this family. But instead, the stepmother only ever treats Cinderella like a servant, like a maid in her service. She's never considered part of the household, part of the family. She's never given anything that a daughter could or should expect. She's only a servant. When Paul in Galatians 3 talks about how the law was our teacher, this is the kind of imagery that he's trying to portray to us, that the law is like this stern guardian, like the stepmother in Cinderella. And we are really not part of the household, not part of the family. The law is there to be a stern guardian, there to point out all our faults. The difference, though, between the law as our guardian and the stepmother as Cinderella's guardian is that the law is not what is wicked in this relationship. We are no pure and innocent Cinderella. We are the ones who are wicked. And so this guardian who guards after us, watches over us, keeps after us, reveals to us what our sin is. It doesn't save, doesn't encourage. It'll speak to you and say, you are selfish. It'll point out just how self-seeking you are. It'll say to you, you are self-centered and you think only of yourself. Maybe the best imagery to think of that Paul is kind of getting at is that old imagery you might have of an orphan living in a Catholic monastery. And this orphan is always under the hand of some stern Catholic priest that is ready to slap their knuckles with a ruler or something like that. Always pointing out just how wrong you are. The law as our guardian shows us how we have squandered, we've wasted the gifts that God has given us. It accuses you of having no love for your neighbor and even less love for God. And as I said, unlike Cinderella, who is the good guy in the story, the good girl in the story, and the stepmother is wicked, the law, when it comes to being our guardian, is what is pure and holy. And you and I are the ones who are wicked. Everything God's law says to us is true. We are sinners. We have no love for God. We have little for our neighbors. And under this guardian, we have no place in God's household. We have no place in his family. We are no better than the butler or the maid who works your entire life with no possibility of inheritance, no promise for the future. This is the imagery that Paul is trying to get across to us. One of my favorite movies, one of my favorite musicals is Les Mis, and I know I've said this many times, and in my estimation, There is no better movie or musical out there that will give you the gospel like Les Mis. If you haven't had a chance to see it yet, watch it. It just preaches to you. It's good news. In the musical Les Mis, there's a young girl named Cosette. And she too is under a guardian. Her guardian is an innkeeper, a greedy, cruel, mean man named Thénardier. And he treats Cosette just like the stepmother treats Cinderella, like a servant, like a slave. Cosette has no place in his household, no place in his family. She's really only a means to income for him as he exhorts her mother into paying more and more for Cosette's keep. But when Cosette's mother dies, a kind and wealthy man named Jean Valjean comes to find Cosette. And he comes to the innkeeper, Thénardier, and he buys her from him. He pays a huge amount of money for Cosette. And in doing so, he takes Cosette from rags to riches, from slave to daughter. He treats her as his own daughter. He is the father she never had. He takes her from having no hope, no promise of life, to a life that is rich with love and beauty and hope and promise. She is truly a daughter who is loved. Paul talks about the gospel of Jesus Christ, faith in Christ, as being like this. That when we have faith in Christ, the gospel takes us out from under that guardian who is so strict and stern to us, and it brings us into the life of Jesus. And in doing so, it brings us into the family of God. And that through faith, you now are sons and daughters of all the promise God has for you. We'll see this in next week's scripture that Paul will then write and say, because of all this, you can call God Father. We often take that for granted, that we can address God as Father. We can only address God as Father because of faith in Jesus. The gospel brings us out from under the law and brings us into faith in Christ. Through the gospel, you have been bought by a huge price, the price of Christ's own blood for you. Through the gospel, you are rescued from the bondage of sin which the law exposed in you. Through faith in Christ, you're taken from a life with no hope or purpose into a life of promise and a life of belonging, a life that has an inheritance to it. Through faith in Christ, you are freed from servitude and slavery to sin, slavery to the law, and adopted into the family of God. You have all this through faith in Christ. Through faith in Christ, you are no longer under the law. Instead, you are strengthened by the Spirit of God. You are taught by the Lord then how to love your neighbor, how to love the Lord, how to be kind, how to serve as our Lord desires. Let us pray together. Almighty Lord, we give you thanks for what you have done for us in Jesus Christ. We pray, O Lord, that your Spirit would live in us, that through your Spirit we would know how to be children of your heavenly household, that we would learn from Jesus how to be kind, how to love you, how to love neighbor. We ask, O God, that you would remind us daily of the freedom we have in through faith in Christ. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Let's all stand together as we sing once again, "Yet not I, but through Christ in me." Give me a moment.